This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Just ahead, Massachusetts struggles to find a punishment for those who rape without using any physical force.
First to Myanmar, the site of this weekend's devastating cyclone. Myanmar's foreign minister says the death toll there could reach 10,000. BBC correspondent Daniel Griffith is in nearby Bangkok. And Daniel, the government earlier said today it was 4,000 people dead. Now it could go up to 10,000?
Well, I think what's happening is that the authorities are slowly reaching outlying areas that have been cut off by the damage wrecked by the cyclone. Roads are blocked, telephone lines are down. And so far, the authorities have not been able to get a full picture of the situation right across the worst hit areas. And I think we may see that death toll of nearly 4,000 people rise as the authorities do get through to some of those more remote areas of southern Burma.
So this tropical cyclone, it hit on Saturday. Describe what happened.
Yes, it really hit the south of the country, in particular the Irrawaddy Delta region and the main city of Rangoon. And of course, in the Irrawaddy Delta region, you have some very poor people and their housing is not really very much at all, very simple structures. And so a lot of that, we understand, has been destroyed in the city of Rangoon. Cars were overturned, roofs were blown off the top of houses, and trees were blown down as well. And really, although the cyclone hit on Saturday, it's only now that the full picture is beginning to emerge. And the United Nations is saying that it thinks hundreds of thousands of people may now be homeless and may now have no access to clean drinking water. So the situation sounds extremely serious.
Myanmar is known for its brutal, repressive regime. Last September, it brutally quelled an uprising by monks. Will that hamper at all the relief efforts?
Well, what's interesting is that Burma has reached out to the international community. We've just heard from the United Nations, and the UN has said that Burma has accepted offers of international assistance. The international aid community was really waiting for that. They were standing by, and they were really waiting from the nod from the Burmese military authorities that said they could really ramp up their aid effort. And now they say they're going to start preparing shipments immediately. And those shipments will really consist of the basic essentials that people now need to survive. So we're talking plastic sheeting for people to live under, food, cooking utensils, the water, the very basics that people will now need to survive, because really many of them have lost everything they've got.
And from what I've been reading, this comes at a sensitive time politically for Myanmar. There was a very controversial referendum that is about to be pushed through on Saturday. So is that being put on hold, or will that proceed?
Well, what's really interesting is the authorities in Burma say they are going to push ahead with that referendum on a new constitution, a controversial constitution in some people's eyes. Critics say that it gives the military far too much power. But despite the events of the past few days, the cyclone and the damage it has caused, the authorities say they're going to press ahead with that referendum. Now, I suspect the reality is that for many ordinary people who have been hit by the cyclone, they'll want to focus all their attention not on that referendum, but rebuilding their homes and, of course, trying to rebuild their lives.
That was the BBC's Daniel Griffith reporting from Bangkok on the cyclone in Myanmar, where the death toll is now in the thousands.